B-Pod Studios.
Fitness, food, and fun with Carol. We got any intro for there? That's what I'm looking for. And with me on the show today is one of the sweetest people I know. And it's Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hey, sweetie.
How are you, baby?
Are you working the program or is the program working you?
You are a sweetheart. And
I got to tell you, honey.
Yes, yes,
that
baby.
That was such a wonderful time we had at the Tiki Bar.
I
know that girl got killed there.
I know.
But it was such a wonderful time.
I know. And I met this woman at the Tiki Bar, and we started chatting.
How many Kahluas did we have?
Oh, I lost count, Carol.
I went down the mudslide hard. But that's okay, because, you know, it's all about food, fitness, and fun. And fun is so important.
It is. It's fun to have.
And there's
fun
nothing
in life
more fun than a mudslide.
Meeting you and talking with you, Carol, you lost 83 pounds.
I sure did, honey. And you
how'd
know,
you do it? How'd
we
you do
got
it?
Off on the wrong foot. You couldn't stand me, and I couldn't stand you.
I know.
But then, lo and behold, the magic happened.
Yeah.
And that's just the kind of effect I have on people.
How'd you lose 83 pounds, though, Carol?
Oh, you know, honey.
Tell everybody. We got our audience here. We'll be opening up the phones.
Okay, sweetie. I just wanted to make sure that you hadn't forgotten.
No, I know, but you tell everybody.
Well, I lost 83 pounds.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do it?
It was actually very simple. I introduced something that is, it's ancient, and people, honey, have been doing this for years. Some people do it for religious reasons, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is something called fasting.
Fasting. Starving.
No. Not starve. We don't want anybody to starve, honey. That's not what Carol wants you to do. No.
That's not fun.
No, that's not fun. There's nothing about there's no food in that, and there's no fun in that.
Well, no, but there is fitness.
Yeah, are you?
There's always an F there when it comes to Carol.
Right.
And you're going to learn that the hard way.
Uh-huh. Are you smoking?
You know I am.
Okay. Okay,
that's one of the cornerstones of my program.
I understand. Tell everybody you lost 83 pounds.
Right.
What do you weigh now? Tell everybody, get ready, people. What do you weigh now?
Can I have a drum roll, please?
No, I don't have. Yeah, close enough.
Well, you guys can, in your own head, all you wonderful people listening, you can do it in your head with just a little imaginary drum roll.
Right.
I am a nifty 250.
Hey, right on.
I lost 83 pounds.
And how'd you do it again?
Well, one of the main things,
yeah,
and a lot of people are scared off by the fasting.
Yeah.
Because they think about doing without.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not doing without, you're doing within.
Within.
And when I say the word within, what other word is contained in that?
In.
Bingo!
Yeah. And you kind of like, you tell that fat to get off you.
That's right. When I say you're doing without, what word does that have in it?
Out.
And that means fat, get out! You're no longer welcome here.
Yeah.
I'm getting a restraining order on you, fat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about a positive attitude.
Yeah, all about positive.
Oh, that is such a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But when you do your fasting, you know, you have breakfast.
Yes.
Which is the most important meal of the day, they tell me.
Right, and what would be
and then
for
you,
breakfast?
And you should say, honey, we've talked about this.
Yes, I know.
I am not a registered dietitian. I hold no degrees at all.
I know that. You hold a degree in helping people is what you hold a degree in, baby.
I've got a big heart.
Yes, you do.
And a big ass. But not for long.
No, get off me, fat. You are such...
Get off me, fat. Yeah. You got it, Stan. Oh, you're such a sweetie.
Thank you, baby. This is...
Yeah, so you got breakfast.
Wait, this fitness
you
food
have
with
lunch,
Carol. Yeah.
You have dinner.
Yeah.
And you have fourth meal.
A fourth meal.
If you can just cut it, you know what fourth meal is, don't you?
That's the late night snacking, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And if you just cut out that fourth meal.
Right, right. I can tell
like
you've
you say,
cut it
it's
out.
It's hard for a lot of people to do.
It's the
but
hardest.
But if you just have a good hearty breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right. Which would include...
And you're allowed dessert.
Uh-huh. What kind of dessert, maybe?
Whatever you want.
Like you're not suggesting like a diet gelatin dessert, because I can't.
No, 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 no. Who would eat that?
That's not fun.
There's nothing fun.
Who would eat that?
Oh,
you have whatever you want, honey.
Like a
you
piece
have
of
a gallon
pie.
Of ice cream if you want.
Gallon of
a chocolate thunder.
Oh yeah. Carol is all about helping people. If you are concerned about fitness, about the types of food that you eat. Or just about having fun, dieting, exercise,
food, fitness, and fun.
Fun. It's all about the F's.
Fitness. Can you hold on just a sec? Yeah. Carol's got a purge.
Purge?
Is that part of the plan?
Wait, yeah, I don't know. Carol, are you okay? Carol?
Yeah.
Is that part of the plan?
Yeah.
Purging like that? That's not good.
Much better.
Really?
Now I gotta take a Zantac.
That acid kicking up.
Yeah,
on
yeah. You got stomach acid. You're taking a Zantac.
Yeah, you know, purging isn't right for everybody, honey.
What do you do?
If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it the smart way.
What do you do for fun?
And you gotta take an acid reducer when you do that.
What do you do for
fun? Personally, Carol is a big fan of Walzan.
What about fitness? What do you do for fitness?
I play with balls.
Oh, those big giant balls?
Right.
All right, the big red ones, and you throw them around.
Remember when you're a kid, you loved to play with the bouncy ball?
Uh-huh.
I do a crunch on with a ball to support my lower back.
Really? Ah.
I do a crunch a day.
A crunch?
That's the thing. Every little bit helps. Everybody says, oh, Carol, I'm scared to exercise. Well, if you want to be able to say with authority, fat, get off me.
Right, right.
Then you better grab the ball and do a crunch.
I see. Are you a traveler, Carol? Do you like to travel and have fun that way?
Well, when I can.
Right, right.
I like to go on the gambling boat.
So you gamble a little bit?
I can't really afford too much, honey.
Right.
It's one and done unless I win.
We have a question. Mary's on the phone, Carol, and her question is about cellulite. Mary, say hi to Carol. Fitness, food, and fun with Carol. The kid's crying, Mary.
Yes, I know. Okay. I know. I'm used to it.
Okay.
I was just wondering what Carol does for those troubled cellulite areas.
Oh, God bless you, hon, and us ladies, we know what a problem cellulite is, and God forbid you have a kid. Kiss it goodbye. Our body's damaged. But there is something you can do about that. Find yourself a good, strong wall. Now, not everybody, I like to do it in my ballet studio, where I have a mirrored wall and a bar. A fully stocked bar.
There's that Carol humor again. It's all about fun.
But ladies, just find a good strong wall or a mirror and grab your ankles and just bang your head as hard as you can against the wall. And that's going to do multiple things. It's great exercise. It's also going to reacquaint you with the touch of a man.
John is...
You forgot what it felt like, didn't you, lady?
John is on the phone. John, you have a question for Carol. You're on Fitness, Food, and Fun.
Yes. Hi, Carol. How are you today?
Oh, hello there, sweetie.
Hey, listen, Carol. I've listened to you once before on this program when you helped Stan, and me and my wife were jogging down the street the other day, running and screaming, "Fat, get off me! Fat, get off me!"
That's the key.
Yeah, and we were doing that, but we got arrested.
Yeah, you get it.
Now, last time I checked, there's no law, although I'll tell you, some of these people that make this processed food, you might think that they'd make a law, but there's no law about telling fat to get off you. And I would recommend that you cease jogging immediately. That's very bad for your knees.
Oh, yeah, it's very high impact, isn't it, Carol?
Yeah, and that's not what you want to be doing. Do a crunch with a ball.
Good advice, Carol. Ed is on the phone with us right now. Ed, welcome to Fitness, Food, and Fun with Carol.
Hey, yeah, this is Ed. How are you doing?
Good. You got a question for Carol, Fitness, Food, and Fun?
Yeah, I sure do. I was wondering, as I get up into my late 40s now, how do I tighten up my butt cheeks?
Even though you're a gentleman, and I can tell, believe me, I meet more than a few at the tiki bar, and not all of them are gentlemen.
Right, right. I was a gentleman to you, though.
Oh, you certainly were. But, Ed, grab your ankles, bang your head against the wall.
Okay. Jeff is on the
phone.
Yeah,
he had a question about, remember, last time she was on, about a month ago, she was talking about her plankton base of foods that she was selling.
Oh, that's
and he was wondering
that's
where he
right.
could get some. Yeah.
Jeff, you're wondering about her plankton-based foods?
That's right, yes.
Carol, what about those?
Well, God bless your heart, Jeffy Poo, for asking that question. Right now, there is a bit of a supply problem because of a card being declined. I think that'll be fixed by the first of the month. And what we're talking about
declined.
With our plankton-based food, what's the biggest animal in the sea?
What is the whale.
Yeah.
The whale.
Yeah.
And what does a whale eat?
Plankton.
And that plankton stuff doesn't need to be refrigerated, does it?
No, not at all.
All right. I see our time is just about up now, Carol. And thank you so much. You've made Fitness, Food, and Fun with Carol a huge, huge success for its first day.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie. If I can just help one person. And remember, the key to all of this is smoking. I smoke one pack of Slims, menthol.
Right, naturally.
That I can eat a large order of French fries and have no guilt.
Thank you, Carol. We'll talk to you next week.
The more you smoke, the more treats you can have.
There she is. She a doll, Carol.
Yeah.
She is something.
I'm so glad you met her.
Yeah,
man.
I know. 83 pounds. God
she's,
bless her.
What's she down to now?
250.
Did you know that when Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, he proposed answering it with, "Ahoy"? Ahoy! I like it.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. That means in a little while, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law answering your legal questions. We'll also have Stan's Name That Movie, chance to win big prizes. But before we do any of that, I'm trying to understand today's generation. I live in today's generation, I'm trying to understand it. Junior.
What'd I do this time?
Look, why do you think...
I don't know, man, because like, whenever you start off like that, then it's going to be something I did.
Let me explain something. The three of us are friends. We've known you now for, what, 2.5 years now?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and you came under the highest recommendations of Randy Bailey, who hired
you. Well, he's the only reason he's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Randy Bailey.
And, We've come to know each other well, and I would say that the three of us are friends. On the show, we have to know our roles that we play. You are still learning that. But I'm trying to understand today's generation, and you're part of it because you're, what, in your mid-20s?
Late 20s.
What? How old are you?
27.
Okay, here's how I break it down. Yeah, you're in your late...
Played soccer with my daughter when they were like three.
Went to high school with my daughter. So
he's really just a...
Yeah. When I say want to, that want to attitude, what pops into your head?
The go get 'em, Tiger.
Do you feel that you have the want to?
Yeah, dude, of course.
You were getting all bent out of shape before we went on the air because I was asking you how tall you are.
What does this have to do with
I'm going to use the example.
Okay.
And the thing is, I am not going to accuse you of anything or shame you at
call.
Right, you never do that.
That is not my job.
Yeah.
That's Haney's.
Yeah.
But...
is that my job?
Well, it turns into it, you know. Different parenting skills. Let me ask you just yes or no answers. That's all I want.
Let's do it.
Have you ever been to Haney's house?
Yes.
On more than one occasion?
Yeah.
Has Haney ever asked you to help him with something? I mean,
yeah,
like
definitely.
Clean the garage.
I mean, I fixed his entire toilet.
Did he fix your toilet? I need to know this information before going into the room.
Flapper, and it took him 6 weeks.
It was a Kohler toilet. It was hard to get a hold of the part.
Don't give me that. I got a Flush Pro, and that's hard to get because you get those.
Well, Stan made his own toilet.
Yeah.
Made his own, huh?
Both of them.
Yep. I actually did everything to him and continue to do so every morning after my coffee. But...
enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Exactly. But so it took you 6 weeks to do the flapper.
And now he considers himself a flapper expert.
Okay, that's, you know how easy it is to put in a flapper?
I yes, can basically I do any flapper on any toilet.
And he asked you to clean his garage.
Yes.
You have you
no,
done
no, no, that's not correct.
What? I
he
need to
offered,
know this information.
No, he offered to clean my garage. I never brought it up.
But you accepted it.
I said, if that's something you want to do, okay.
Have you cleaned his garage?
No, but I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yes or no, hasn't part of the agreement when Haney bought you that drum system?
Yes.
That in helping pay back for that, because I think, what is it, 3-1 right now on payments?
Four.
4-1 on payments.
And I was under the impression that I was simply financing that I could get better terms than Junior could, and it wasn't like I was buying it for him.
Right.
I was just financing
better
it.
Better interest rates and stuff because you have established good credit.
Yeah. Responsible stuff.
Right.
A rock star credit.
Yeah. And so it's how many? 4-1 payments right now?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't cleaned his garage?
No, I'm working on it.
Is it true? See, I I'm just going with what I understand and what I've seen.
Well, I don't have any problem at all with the unvarnished truth, Stan.
Yeah, none of us have. Junior had, but yes or no, and you have said that you have been in Haney's house before.
That is correct.
Well, you're the one that opened my eyes to it. He likes to wander my house.
Yep.
When I'm out back, he'll go inside to get a drink and disappear for a while.
Next thing, he's in your dressers.
Many crevices.
Taking a look in the closet.
What was that you said that you have a Haney drawer at your house?
Yeah, I got a little Haney drawer.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
That's where he keeps his stuff.
All the stuff I get from Haney's house. I kind of like collect a little bit. <you know? laughs>
That's great. Wow. Yes or no, because I'm just going on what I've heard. Did Haney ask you to replace a light in a vaulted ceiling in his bedroom?
No, it was a filter.
That's right. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Strike that from the record. Did Haney ask you to replace a filter in a AC vent in his cathedral vaulted ceiling in his bedroom?
No. It was in your living room. And I did do that.
He did the one in the living room.
The one in his room, it was impossible to get to.
Oh, impossible.
Impossible.
Hold it now.
So now you admit it because you kind of were not being truthful.
It was not accessible.
You said a flat out no when I asked you the question.
Yes.
Now you said
that's a lie.
That's
a lie.
I had to correct it though.
So he did ask you, and it was impossible. Impossible to do. Is that
impossible?
Are you going on the record with that?
That's not fair for me to be throwing impossible tasks at him.
Exactly. I would hope not.
And so, I wouldn't do that knowingly.
That it was impossible to do.
Yeah, he explained to me afterwards that it's impossible.
It can't be done.
It cannot be done.
Cannot be done.
Would it surprise you to know that somebody who is roughly your size was able to replace that filter with, although stretching, with relative ease, in that, yes, it can be done. You just refused to even try.
Well, here's why. I'm assuming he was using a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do ladders.
Oh!
I'm scared. Okay. I'm scared of ladders.
All right.
Especially when you get on the tip top there. I fell off a ladder when I was a kid.
One last thing.
Well, that explains that he fell off a ladder when he was a kid.
So no ladders.
Of course he can never go on a ladder.
I understand that. And so, what is it, 4-1 so far on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One last one, and then we'll take a break.
All right, let's do it.
I hear two sides of every story, and sometimes it confuses me. So far, what I've heard, it's been verified, Annie, and I am with you on this. Yes or no, when Haney asked you to go to the pharmacy for him, you said, "I'd be glad to for $300. Yes or no?
Did I say that?
$300.
Yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I'll be glad to go to the pharmacy for you.
I'll plead the fifth.
That means he actually tried to charge you $300 to go to the store.
Well, the fifth. What I did is I laughed. And I thought he was joking until I realized he wasn't.
Well, it's more like $300 in credit.
Haven't you got enough credit on the Bank of Haney?
I plead the fifth, sir.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96.
See what I'd be doing now if I was a real bank?
Yeah.
I'd be jacking his credit up so he could get in real trouble.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Yeah, I almost brought it in to show you, but I was afraid I'd forget it here.
Right. You don't want to do that.
Can you look it up for me, Junior, maybe show Stan a picture? Because I got a surprise box in the mail from Mom and Dad.
Hold on. What's wrong?
Can you turn my headphones down a hair?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Just a hair.
I thought you were a rapper. Aren't you supposed to always say, turn it up? Turn it up in my headphones.
That's fine.
Turn it up in my headphone.
Turn it up, dog.
What do you want him to look up?
For Mother's Day, I got my mom this thing that had Trump's picture on it and said, "You're the best mom in the world. Everyone knows this. Only idiots disagree."
Okay, nice.
And so she was thinking of me when she was out shopping, and she got me a President Trump microwave cleaner. It's called Angry POTUS Microwave Cleaner, and I want to show Stan because you'll probably want one.
Oh, I know. I can tell right now. I can't wait.
Because grime in your microwave is not fake news.
Okay. Well, he's searching.
Well, yeah.
Let's do the grab bag.
You see, I keep thinking it'll pop up quick with him, but,
Let him search.
Well, I think he's picking out the letters on the keyboard now. Yeah, that's it. You put it in your microwave and it blows its head. It, blows its stack.
Yep.
And the steam cleans the microwave.
That's beautiful.
Angry POTUS.
Thank you.
You want one, don't you?
Nah.
You sure?
No, I'm positive.
I love it.
Yeah. Grab Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Oh, you know another thing about Junior?
What?
He finally realized that you and I are not far right.
Oh, did he? I'm not. I'm moderate.
I think we both are.
Well.
But Junior ran across somebody who's really far right.
Yeah.
And then went, whoa. So are you ready to admit you were wrong?
Let's move on.
No, I want you to admit you were wrong.
No.
Just say I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Okay. We can move on.
There we go. That's all we needed. That and the microwave cleaner. Really wanted you to see that.
Are you heavy? Do you carry a lot of weight?
Clinically obese?
Clinically obese. Well, now there's a dating site for you.
Think about it. Have big, beautiful dating sites let you down? That's why we created Plenty of Flesh.
The usual big, beautiful women's sites just weren't big enough. I wanted a girl who was thick as a sequoia and had her own zip code, and I found her on Plenty of Flesh.
I wasn't looking for just another big, hairy papa bear. I wanted a man so large, I could throw a rope around him and march through New York City on Thanksgiving Day. And I found him on Plenty of Flesh. In fact, he was impossible to miss because he was blocking the website camera.
At Plenty of Flesh, we know you don't want none unless they weigh a ton, hon.
Our first date was a secret late-night swim at SeaWorld. Thank you, Plenty of Flesh.
Your big date awaits at Plenty of Flesh. Make large happen.
There you go. For you fatties out there.
Well, it would, for that to be successful, it would be half fatties and half tiny skinnies.
Yeah, because they're turned on by that. Watch that, my 600-pound life. Most of their, it's mostly women on this, some guys. But the women are always with a skinny guy that takes care of their every need, including wiping.
Oh.
We do this every month. We take a look over the last four decades. And he's 90s. Four decades. What was number one, starting in 1980 and working our way all the way up? This gives you an example how hit music has changed over the years. Let's take a look at our number ones over the decade. Yeah!
Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago.
Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Hey.
30 years ago.
I can't live without your love and affection.
Yeah.
I can't face another night on my own. I give up my pride. Say
Supergroup Nelson.
Yeah. Can't live without your love.
20 years ago.
Madonna.
10 years ago.
When you smile.
Bruno Mars.
The whole world stops and stares for a while. Cause girl, you're amazing. Just the way you are. Yeah.
Junior knows this. Who discovered Bruno Mars?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yep. has been a long, tedious year.
I don't even know that that's accurate. It's not like any other year before.
Here's a female comedian.
What?
To her, well, if you could, I know those two words are. With her many responses to the question, how you doing?
I'm good. All things considered. In the grand scheme of things, given everything going on, I am physically here, so that's something.
It could be worse.
Existential dread. Everybody is engaged somehow. This does not strike me as a sexy romantic time, but okay. You know, I'm not bad, but I feel bad. I am meditating. Human condition. It's like, should I move? Seems like a bad time to move, but should I?
As the year progresses and it gets worse.
No. It's a bizarre year.
Totally.
Hopefully it's an outlier and this is not like how things are going to be. Because I don't recall at any point where the president has a close call and when he's okay, people boo.
Yes. I got the biggest kick, and I don't know if you heard it. I was just sitting there shaking my head. So Trump gets released from Walter Reed, and the live press pool is there to cover him walking out of Walter Reed. and he's giving the thumbs up and fist pumping, and he's walking to the vehicle that'll take him to the chopper. One reporter. One. Mr. President, are you a super spreader? Mr. President, are you? How many people in your administration have the COVID virus? Are you a super spreader? Only one.
And who was strong and brave enough to do that? Stunning and brave. Yahoo News.
All right. Jeez. This is, all right, you know what? You have, you're having problems, you know, getting a girlfriend, and you've been dumped so many times. You've been turned down, shot down. You try to do the right thing, and they don't want to give you the time of day. Take the advice of this guy. In January, 30-year-old Mark Rolfe was having trouble finding someone using dating apps. Couldn't do it. Couldn't find the right one. So naturally, he bought a 20-foot-wide billboard to see if he can get some dates.
Well, what else could he do?
The billboard said, single, date Mark. Turns out Mark was into something because now he has a girlfriend. It worked for him. And she's a 28-year-old writer. Here he is.
I mean, I've tried all the apps. I've tried Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, and I've tried meeting people down the pub or going out, and I just wasn't having much luck. So it was either this or Naked Attraction, and I opted to go for this. Yeah, so I was just down the pub with my friend Josh, and we were just talking about our dating struggles. And as a joke, I said I might have to put my face on the billboard. So, you know, and then I had to think about it, and I thought, you know what? I'll just do it. So here it is.
Yeah, just a joke.
Yeah.
That's a joke, man.
No, it was the last piece of desperation.
Well, I know all the ones he was listing off, Junior's been banned from.
Yep.
One of them.
Is that a permanent ban?
I don't know. I haven't even checked.
Because I think
it'd be stupid if it
was. I think they accused him of, like, sex trafficking or something.
No, soliciting my OnlyFans account.
Did you actually create an OnlyFans account?
No, like, because there's, like, all these girls during the pandemic
whoring themselves out.
Yeah, like, setting up OnlyFans accounts, so they will swipe right on you on Tinder. And so one girl was like, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to my OnlyFans account? I was like, well, only if you subscribe to mine.
And she got you banned.
And then 2 hours later, I open up Tinder and it says I'm banned.
So a whore soliciting. Got you banned.
Yeah.
While I'm doing the grab bag, because I know you have your phone with you, just check to see if they let you back on. Because you've been banned from that for a long... Just out of curiosity, has the ban been lifted? And then we'll count the days down till you get banned again.
Yeah, I guess you just accept the ban because, you know, you can, you know, send an email to customer service and explain how you were set up by a whore, but nobody will believe you because you're a man.
I'm always in the wrong anyways.
How can you find out if a neighbor has been stealing your internet Wi-Fi?
Oh, this is special.
This is really special. What if they come to your house and threaten to kill your dog if you don't change your password back to what it was? This is all true.
This is the world we live in.
There is a TikTok video with audio of a woman threatening to do exactly that, speaking through the door. So far, there's no word on who or where she is.
Give me the Wi-Fi before you get arrested and your mom. Because I live here and it's illegal. You want me to try that way? Or you want your dog to come dead? I have ways in. And your dog will be breeding tomorrow. You have 2 seconds to give me the Wi-Fi. Doggy, dead. Okay, so what am I going to do now? The dog is getting poisoned. I have just a thing for him. And just so you know, threatening a dog is not against the law. It's not a human being. So what are you going to do? Find a new one? You're going to find a new doggy?
Wow. All because she wasn't getting her internet. This is
well, it's like you say. You do something nice once.
Yep.
No, that's a nice thing. Then it becomes expected.
Yep. This is amazing. This is amazing. For the first time in 3,000 years, the Tasmanian devil is back in Australia in the wild. The animals disappeared from the wild, most likely because of overhunting and the introduction of the dingo into the ecosystem. But now they've been spotted in the wild. In fact, some Australian scientist actually captured the sound of one in the wild. Amazing.
Yeah, nature. I don't know, I used to think I would like to visit Australia, but now it just seems like the whole place will eat you.
Yeah, well, it does. It's got the most dangerous creatures everywhere, and in the water they'll eat you too.
Is New Zealand any better?
Probably not. It's close by. Daniel Craig was on The Tonight Show last night. After this movie comes out, he's ending his James Bond run.
Is he ending it, or are they?
He wants to end it. He was asked, what will he not miss about playing James Bond?
I don't get it very often, but sometimes I'll be sat somewhere, maybe in a hotel lobby or somewhere, you know, where there's a bar, maybe. And it can be literally 9 a.m. in the morning, and a martini will be shoved in front of me. Back in the day, there may be a time when a 9 a.m. martini may have been a kind of nice thing, but just I'm just not. They don't go down so well now. So 9 a.m. I love a martini, but 9 a.m. is a bit
was
tough.
Was it served properly?
Yeah, shaken, not stirred. Going to wrap up the grab bag with this. We've been talking about it for several years. It comes up from time to time, but I guess it's finally finished. Led Zeppelin has finally won its Stairway to Heaven copyright case. A band who was pretty popular in their own right, not like Led Zeppelin, but they were popular. A band called Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Sued them in 2014, saying the intro to Stairway to Heaven was ripped off from their song, Taurus. Now, everybody knows how Stairway to Heaven sounds. Here's Taurus's intro. Now, Spirit came out with it first. They said Led Zeppelin ripped them off with Stairway to Heaven.
Spirit came out in 68.
Yep.
With Taurus.
Tell me if there's any similarity. Went to school for music. How would you rule on that case? Did Led Zeppelin rip Spirit off?
Yeah, I mean, you can't copyright a scale, can you?
Well, first of all, like, that, like, chord progression is in a lot of songs, too.
Yeah.
Like, all it is those top two notes are, like, kind of staying the same, but it's that bottom note. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't copyright a scale.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's dumb.
I mean, yep. It would be one thing if Taurus then progressed into something that sounds like the rest of Stairway to Heaven, but there's so much to Stairway to Heaven, you can't just say that opening, you know, chord or scale or whatever.
Well, if they won that suit, then that would open the door for like a million blues bands to sue each other.
Led Zeppelin did win.
No, I mean, well, I'm saying, like, if
the way they
won? Spirit, yeah.
Well, yeah, and Led Zeppelin, and the way that they won is that, I guess, the next judge in the appeal circuit just refused to hear the case and said enough.
Enough's enough. Grab bag and, brought to you and, by the Pewter Mug North.
And the other thing to be clear on in that suit is that this suit wasn't brought by the guitarist. The guitarist has been long dead.
Oh, yeah.
This was brought by someone that has the rights to his estate or whatever.
When we come back, we'll have the local beat for you. We were mentioning James Bond. That has been pushed back again, which is prompting a theater chain that's all around us, Regal Cinemas, to close indefinitely. I'll go into the details. The movie business is crumbling before our very eyes. I'll have that in the local
meet. Well, lots of businesses are.
Yep, and have the movie business is one of them.
Have you seen all of the cruise ships are lined up to be dismantled?
Also, later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will join us. He's an attorney. He's a lawyer. Esquire. He comes on every Tuesday right around 3:35, 3:40 to answer your legal questions. Family law, divorce, child support, alimony, visitation with the kids, criminal, DUI, veterans issues. If you'd like to ask Mike Chinopoulos a question that he will answer for you, text us 239-277-9600. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Answering your questions. 239-277-9600.
I wonder if people would notice when you're saying text us.
Yeah.
If you just said Texas.
Texas. Text us.
Instead, say Texas, and it comes across clearer.
Ah, all right. Texas. Texas on the Absolute Law. We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Don't write Texas.
It's much easier to say, isn't it?
Texas on the Absolute Law text line.
Yeah, smooth.
96K Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll have the local beat for you. Phone lines are open, too, if you want to use them. 277-9600. But we'll have the local beat for you later on this hour. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law joining us as he does every Tuesday. If you'd like to ask a question to Mike, we ask that you text your question. I know some of us emailed us. I have those as well. And right now, though, if you'd like to talk to Mike in about 25 minutes, text your question to him. For some legal advice, 239-277-9600. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie. Today, Movie Teachers. Movie Teachers. And we've got some great stuff to give away. We've got a pewter mug. We've got Busch Gardens Hollow Scream tickets. We've got gift certificates to Shuckers. Why? Because this Friday, we kick off our Friday happy hour again. K-Rock is going to be at Shuckers this Friday, right there on Estero Boulevard from 4 to 6 p.m. 96-cent deals, stuff from the K-Rock pile, and going to be hosted by our own Carly. You know her from the Stan and Haney Show on
Just
Wednesdays.
Delightful.
Just delightful. She'll be down there hanging out with you guys. So it's good. We're getting back out again. Going to be hanging out at Shuckers. And incidentally, if you do want a Shuckers gift card, if you win it, and you say, well, how do I go and get my prizes? Well, K-Rock's finally handing out prizes that people have won. On Thursdays and Fridays, you can come down to the radio station from 8:30 in the morning until 5 p.m., and if you've won a prize in the past or you happen to win something during Stan's Name That Movie, you can pick it up then. Thursdays and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., right here at the 96K Rock Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard. Simple as that.
I am looking forward to the movies with teachers. Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you have that one-liner ready?
Which one?
These two boys.
I might have that somewhere here.
Because that would be good.
I might have it. I got to find it, but I think I have it.
I could always go to the producer.
No, he won't find it. He doesn't have. Don't worry about that with him. That would be something that he. Look, right now, you don't know what he's talking about, do you?
I have not the slightest idea.
I do. I'll get it. So don't worry.
In fairness, I don't think he was born yet when that was recorded.
Well, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, not just, obviously, he wasn't born when the movie was made, but I don't think he was born when the liner was recorded.
Correct.
He might have been. Yeah, he was. He would have been a toddler.
Yeah.
Little fella.
Yeah, young guy.
Such potential.
Is, oh, loaded with potential. Let's do the local beat, because we're talking about movies. We're talking about last break, the James Bond movie, and the movie theater industry is going through some massive changes, and it affects us right here in Southwest Florida.
As if they didn't have their issues pre-COVID.
Oh, I know. This is getting tough now. Heard this yesterday, but it was still unclear because the parent company, I believe, is in the UK. But the headline in the Fort Myers News Press today reads, Regal Cinemas closing all U.S. movie theaters.
All.
And I will go into a little bit more detail.
They're a big operator.
They are number two. Regal Cinemas is closing its U.S. movie theaters indefinitely, starting on Thursday, including five theaters right here in Southwest Florida.
Think about how much commercial real estate that affects.
Regal owners Cineworld announced the news on Monday. The reason? So many movies have been pushed back, and they were counting on the James Bond movie. And they said the postponement of the new James Bond movie and other changes to the 2020 movie release schedule.
Yeah, Top Gun was supposed to be a summer movie.
The move comes less than 2 months after the country's two biggest theater chains, Regal and AMC, reopened their theaters nationwide because they had been closed down since March due to the pandemic. We talked about it right here, that theaters were starting to gradually open. They've been open, and now Regal makes this announcement. AMC Theaters, the country's biggest theater chain, announced today, as a matter of fact, this morning, that all its currently open U.S. theaters will remain open for now. More than 80% of its theaters are now open, according to AMC. AMC noted that many movies are still planned for 2020 release, including The War with Grandpa. What is that? I don't know what that is. Yellow Rose. Come Play. The Croods. And Soul. And the Christopher Nolan film Tenet continues to bring people out to the theater. That's in release right now. AMC, and here's one of the big reasons why AMC is still staying open. They have an agreement with Universal Studios to show its new releases on premium video on demand within 3 weeks of their theatrical debuts. So they can afford to keep it open. The postponed movie release schedule won't affect Bonita Springs' Prado 12 Theater. Owner Mark Clement says the Prado 12 was the first Southwest Florida theater to reopen and the only one to remain open continuously. In Naples, the Silver Spot Cinema said it plans to continue operating, although with a change of focus that includes both traditional film screenings and private events where people can rent auditoriums to watch movies or stream TV services.
Boy, I'll tell you, if you really want to stand out as a theater, Bring back smoking.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's a, they got to change state law. It's not, you know, bring back, look.
Bowling alleys, movie theaters, you want to make some money? Welcome us.
Bring back smoking. Haney and I used to be professional caliber bowlers until they took smoking out of the bowling alleys. Oh, we would go.
Well, they think we're joking. You know who my mentor is in professional bowling?
Johnny Petraglia.
Yep.
Oh, take a look.
Junior is scoffing at that. You look up Johnny Petraglia.
Professional
bowlers. Wipe that smile off your face.
Hall of Fame. He's the Henry Aaron, the Babe Ruth.
In my opinion, the greatest professional bowler that has ever lived.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Him and his buddy Dick Anthony. Is that him? I don't know. But yeah, there he is. There's Johnny.
The great Johnny Petraglia.
Why don't you pull up some videos and take a look at him in action? You want to talk about an athlete? Yeah, I still have...
And he mentored me.
I still have one of the gold pins he signed for me.
We bowled together.
Yeah, you did. You were in a tournament together.
Mm-hmm. And I beat the pro.
Haney and I were...
Johnny Petraglia was coaching me, and yeah, I beat the pro.
Haney and I were on a four-person bowling
pro-am
team. And we were in a bowling league. Haney and I were the only two in the four that could bowl.
Well, we had one guy that looked like he could.
But he couldn't.
He looked great. Great form.
But we would go and get people so because they'd come in with their big rack of bowling balls, all their tools, and we'd kick their ass. There's Petraglia. Look at that.
The great Johnny Petraglia.
Natural.
Legend.
Yep. Oh, getting back to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How did we end up on bowling? Smoking.
Yeah, bring back
and
smoking.
Theaters.
Into the movie theaters.
Yep. Look at that shirt.
Yeah,
what a great shirt.
Yeah, that's the Petraglia. I told you, the Silver Spot in Naples said it plans to continue operating, but they're going to do private parties, show regular film screenings, stream TV services. Here's the deal with Regal. Here are the ones that they are closing and will be closed indefinitely. These are the ones that are closing on Thursday. Regal Bell Tower and Screen X in South Fort Myers. Regal Naples 4DX and IMAX in North Naples.
These are closing?
Closing. Regal Gulf Coast and IMAX in San Carlos Park. Regal Town Center in Port Charlotte, and Regal Coconut Point in Estero. Regal is the second largest theater chain in the U.S. following AMC. Its plans leave 536 theaters closed in the United States, about 45,000 employees affected.
So Coconut Point is closed, is Gulf Coast closed?
Yep. Producers said last week that the 25th James Bond thriller, No Time to Die, will be pushed back to April. It had been scheduled to open in November. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, yes, who's this, Dan?
Yes.
Hi, this is, my name is Frank. And I was listening to you guys talk about Johnny Petraglia.
The great Johnny Petraglia.
The great, you're right. The great Johnny Petraglia. I have his bowling ball at my house, and I had it on Craigslist to see how much it would be, and I was offered $125 for it.
That's
you're
too
kidding.
Damn low. That's
you know
too
what?
Damn low.
Are you talking about the original Johnny Petraglia signature model?
That's what it looked like to Ed.
Or is it one that he used? There's a difference. One that he used or his model bowling ball?
I guess it was his model bowling ball.
Okay.
I bought it when I was in a bowling league years ago.
Yeah, he put his name on.
Because I got the original Johnny Petraglia signature model from the 70s, and I had him bowl with it.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, that's when I bought it in the 70s.
Yeah, and it's like rubber.
Oh, that's what they bowling balls were made.
Yep. It's a rubber ball, 16, 16-pound rubber ball.
Oh, that's the pro level.
You know, Stan and I, we got to spend an evening with the champ.
Yep.
And it was one we'll never forget.
Yeah.
The stories he could tell.
Oh,
boy.
Yep.
He started out as a pin boy.
Yep. One of the greats.
Yeah, when I tried to get appraised in the... It was appraised at $125.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I didn't know if it was a used ball that he used or one that you had with his signature model. That's a good price.
Yeah, I'm still trying to sell it.
Well, keep trying.
If I didn't have one, I'd get it.
Yeah.
You know what I need, though?
What?
Maybe Junior will know, because he's a young kid. How do I get an Xbox Series X?
Buy it?
They won't let you.
Why not?
They say it's sold. They say it's sold out, mother.
Oh, I'm sure we have somebody out there that can tell Haney how to get the what is it? The Xbox what?
Series X.
Series X.
Isn't the new PlayStation on back order too?
Yeah, they both are.
Yeah, you can't pre-order any of them.
When?
So it's an impossible task, like my filter.
I mean, I'll see what I can do, but you gotta knock off some of my credit.
See, no way. I'm not playing that game. Mike Chiannopoulos is coming up next.
I never knew that being a loan shark would be so difficult.
Yep.
I thought it was supposed to be fun.
You don't have the heart to break his knees. I do.
You want a job?
Yeah, I'll break his knees for you.
You know what? It's been a while since I've talked to Johnny Petraglia. He might know some people,
too. I'm sure he knows. I think he was in The Godfather. Mike Chiannopoulos is up next. If you have a question for Mike, text us, Texas.
There you go.
239-277-9600. Attorney Mike Chiannopoulos up next, answering your texts. He's a lawyer. Texas.
Yep.
Next, Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Baby. Sizzling, hizzling, half-gazzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Mike Chiannopoulos here in just a second. He's a very busy man. And Junior's trying to get him on the line right now so he can answer your legal questions. If you'd like to talk to Mike, text your question. 239-277-9600. 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos in just a moment. He's out and about today.
Out in a boat?
I don't know. I don't know if he is doing the work of the law or if he's out on the boat. But Junior, like clockwork, Junior has got Mike Chiannopoulos on the line. If you've got a question for Mike, family law, divorce, child support, alimony, visitation, criminal, DUI, veterans issues, it's Mike Chiannopoulos. He joins us right now. Mike, welcome.
Hey, guys.
How are you, buddy?
Well, I had shoulder surgery and a tooth ripped out of my head on Thursday. But other than that, I'm great.
Well, but you're Storm, so we don't have to worry.
We don't have to worry about that.
Storm Chiannopoulos. No painkillers for me, Doc. I'm Storm Chiannopoulos.
I got to ask you a question. Shoulder surgery, I know, is nothing to laugh at. Now, you had a tooth taken out. There's one question I always ask. Chewing or smiling tooth?
A chewing tooth.
Okay, good. You know, those smiling teeth, you lose one of those, that's a tough one. So I'm good. I'm glad.
Yeah, you don't come back from that.
You don't come back till they can get the implant in.
You know, especially because otherwise I have such a face for radio.
That would just add to it if it was a smiling one.
Right.
Yeah. Although, with a name like Storm Chiannopoulos.
Yeah. Oh, that would actually help.
Hey, I could run for president.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to tackle what our audience has sent you?
Let's see what we got today.
All right, and there's a lot. We got it. We actually got emails and we got texts ready and waiting here. Let's start off with this one. Mike, I have a legal question for you. I paid child support. I guess this person lives in Florida. I paid child support in the state of Nebraska. I paid off the child support. I had arrears that incurred interest. Accrued interest. Now I'm having to pay the interest. How can I legally get out of paying this interest? File for bankruptcy? He's made up all of his arrears, but now they got him on the interest.
Yeah, and that's difficult. He's going to have to call a Nebraska lawyer because that's where the child support was owed. But generally speaking, in most states, I will tell you, in the states that do charge interest, you pay it. And that's the penalty for not paying on time is they essentially had to lend the mother the money. And then now the government's getting it back from you. They want interest on their money like anybody else.
And if you don't pay it, they're gonna just haunt you with it forever.
Well, they'll keep doing the same things they do. They'll garnish your paycheck. They'll garnish your tax returns, and everything else until they get their money.
Will they make any kind of a settlement?
Well, and that's what I was just going to toss out there, Haney. Thank you. Is what I might do is call them and see if they would consider some sort of lump sum now that's less than what's owed, just to write it off and get it done.
Right. Let's find another one on the Absolute Law text line. Here we go. Well, simple, and I think we know the answer to this, but you can give the guy a little bit more help. Mike, do you handle veterans' disability claiming?
Well, Stan could answer this for me, actually.
Yeah, he does.
I do, but the system makes it very, very difficult for a lawyer to assist a veteran. So give me a call, 239-ASK-MIKE. I'll talk to you about your claim. I've been through the system. I am a disabled veteran. I know what it takes, and I'll walk you through it. I'll give you some resources within the VA to help you. But generally, I don't represent somebody unless their claim is denied and they're doing an appeal.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, my boyfriend is going through a pretty rough divorce right now. It's been going on for over a year and a half. He has guns that were registered in his name currently at her house. She refuses to give them back to him, although they are registered in his name. Is there anything that he can do about that?
So let me make sure this is straight. Her boyfriend's wife
Yes.
has her boyfriend's gun, otherwise known as her husband. Footnote,
yes.
Don't date married men. But other than that,
yes, you got that going through. I guess there's that fine line, Mike, where you filed and everything like that. And
girlfriend's husband's wife.
on paper, you're still married, but you think you're a free man.
No,
well, I know. We'll get to that.
You're never a free man. But anyway, the only thing that you could do to help him get his weapons back is whatever action there was that took his weapons away from him, like probably a domestic violence injunction, then you'll have to address that. Yes, I can help with that. If it's just they're divorcing and she's kept his weapons, then that has to go through the divorce lawyer. Whoever his divorce lawyer is going to have to address that.
Even though it's registered in his name, I think you've told us this before, isn't if under the marriage thing and all that, it's joint property?
That's right. If it was bought during the marriage, it's marital property.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, a legal question on a ticket I received. And I think I know a little bit about this, but you're the expert, Mike. I'm not. In Florida, are they supposed to have a sign stating radar enforced by aircraft? I know up north they do that, but I'm not sure about here.
I've seen it.
I've seen them, but I don't know if it's
required. I've seen the signs, but I don't know if they're required or not.
Yeah, I don't know if they're required. And I'm not even sure where to look that up. Probably an administrative code. The state administrative code is where that would be. But I have seen the signs. Well, let me tell you the basis for it. Is back in the 80s when they first started doing that, some people challenged those tickets saying that it was unconstitutional because they didn't have notice that they might be monitored from the sky. I say that's a bunch of hooey. I mean, look, you know what the speed limit is. It doesn't matter how they test what you're doing. You know what the speed limit is. Do it or pay the fine.
Yeah, I know, and this is one thing, because I know the sheriff's office for years, I don't know if they're doing it currently, but for years would have their chopper in the sky and calling back down to the ground with patrol cars. If you're driving down I-75, you will see on the highway as you're doing, 70 miles per hour, the speed limit, you will see little markers in the road where they paint the white lines and the dashed right. lines. There are little markers so that a helicopter up above can put a stopwatch on you between that's the two right. spaces, and then they know if you're speeding or not, and that's when they call down to the patrol cars.
Correct. And I don't think that the mere fact that your speed was determined or observed from above versus a police car on the ground, I don't think that makes any difference in the ticket.
Mike Chinopoulos, Absolute Law text line. Mike, can an off-duty police officer issue a speeding ticket?
Yes, they can. They can make arrests. They can issue speeding tickets. Yes, they're essentially on duty always. And then they get a break from duty. But, yeah, it's just like being a soldier. So, yes, he can. Or she can.
Okay. This is an interesting question. Mike, and I'll say this before I read this question. You come on and you have no idea what direction Haney and I are going in with these questions that our audience sends in. They run the gamut, and this is another one. But you have no idea. It's almost like we're opening the envelopes as we speak.
Absolutely. And I've had people ask me that before. They give you, no, I don't hear the question until you do. And now that we're remote with COVID, I don't even get to see the Stan's facial expression when he's reading it. So I got no lead.
Well, maybe you should honey up to Donna Brazil. She seems to know.
Absolute Law text line. This is a question for you, Mike, and I don't know if this is legit or not. Mike, why do some people only need a license to vote? I was just talking to a coworker who is Hispanic, and he tells me he always votes, never has a problem, and he's never registered as a voter. He just shows them his license and he votes.
Wow. That is deeply concerning to me, because only registered voters are allowed to vote. And when you should show your driver's license or some form of picture ID when you get there, because they look at it, they make sure it's you, and then they cross your name off the list. So
yeah, they match it up in a book. I mean, I've done that where you do show them your license, and then they cross-reference it with what's in the registered voting rolls there.
Yeah, and the fact that unregistered voters are voting deeply concerns me, especially with what we have looming ahead of us next month.
Absolute Law text line for Mike. Mike, I am a new homeowner. My new home is having AC issues, and I have contacted the AC vendor. They came out and never fixed the complaint. Now the builders and the AC vendor are ignoring me. What are some of my options?
Well, it depends on how much it's worth or how much it costs. If it's under $5,000, you need to file in small claims court. If it's more than that, but less than $15,000, you file in county court. And I'll have to look at your contracts with the builders, et cetera. What they're trying to do is ignore you until the warranty runs out, so they don't have to mess with it. So you need to do something immediately, and if, at the very least, write them a letter putting them on notice. So you can give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE, and we'll talk more about it off the air.
Okay. A lot of them today, Mike. Absolute Law text line. Mike, I'm asking for a neighbor. They had a fence installed. It was not completed and not done per plans. Now they have sent her account to collections. What are her options? So they never finished the fence job. They did it wrong. She didn't pay them. They've sent it to collections.
Yeah, that's a fairly easy one. Call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and we could talk about that. And you indicated that she was elderly, and so that could give her an advantage, too, if they're messing with her just because she's elderly. So, yeah, 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'm glad to help that person.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, I've seen it in the news lately, especially in Cape Coral. What's the Sunshine Law?
The Sunshine Law is all about governmental transparency at the state level. And so they cannot keep, say, FGCU is a state school. They can't keep board meetings college meetings secret that the public can't see it. The same thing with your governor, your senator, et cetera. They're full disclosure. You should be able to get through that as well as through the Federal Freedom of Information Act, whatever information you want. So the government can't secret anything.
Okay. One more, and it is an email that we got, and I appreciate the Stan and Haney listeners that want to ask Mike a question. If it is a lengthy question or one that gets into a little bit of detail, it's always best to email us to ahead of time, ahoy@stanandhaney.com. This one's for you, Mike, via email. Mike, I'm a single dad of a 5-year-old boy. His mother and I divorced about 2 years ago. We each have 50-50 custody. While I love my son and have never been behind on child support, when it comes to weekends, my ex-wife is supposed to have our son. She will always come up with an excuse why I need to keep him for her assigned weekend. She could tell me it's work, she's going out of town, that she is helping a friend. Sometimes my son stays with me 3 to 4 weekends in a row. My question is, if I'm with our son most of the time, how can I get my child support adjusted? She still cashes that check every month.
Yeah, and meanwhile, he's feeding the child and clothing the child and all that stuff.
And keeping him for multiple weekends when she's supposed to have him.
Right. What you got to do is file what's called a supplemental petition. Now, let me give you a – Stan, do we have time? Can I give this guy a 30 or 40-second answer?
Absolutely.
All right. So here's the thing. If you do that and she gets a lawyer and she fights back, everybody lawyers up, you're going to spend anywhere between $5,000 and $15,000. And it could be more, depending on how much you guys want to fight. Now, in the question, and at the end of the day, yeah, your child support might be reduced. It's never going to be reduced enough to make that fight economically worth it. Some people look at it economically and say, I'm getting cheated. I want my child support reduced. Some parents look at it and say, you know what? Let her keep the money because I got the kid and that's what really matters.
Right.
So you have to decide which one you want to be.
Mike, you're available 24/7. If people need to get in touch with you, if they get arrested, they get a DUI, they find themselves in jail, or they just need to talk to an attorney and get some advice, you're always available.
I am 24/7, 239-ASK-MIKE, 275-6453. And, of course, after business hours, you press 6, and it comes directly to me no matter where I am.
He's Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, 239-ASK-MIKE, every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show. And, Mike, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Haney, we just got some, during that segment, some very upsetting news. You have most of the details. I just saw the texts coming in, and I saw Junior flashes with a notice. You have the details, Mark Haney.
Eddie Van Halen is gone. He has died at the age of 65, cancer.
Oh, he was battling that for a long time.
Evidently, It happened sometime this morning, and he had Alex Wolfie and his wife Janie with him.
Eddie Van Halen, 65, passing away today, cancer. Lost one of the greatest guitarists ever to walk the face of the earth.
He changed the game.
Yep. We're going to take
There's only a handful of people in his league.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. That's his headphones. They're whistling.
What?
You have the volume so high, and when you pick up the headphones to put them on, they whistle over by your microphone.
Nothing wrong with whistling.
Whistling. Yeah. Startled Junior. Stan and Haney.
Still a young boy.
We informed you last break the passing of Eddie Van Halen, age 65. Cancer. His son, Wolfgang, released a comment on social media, writing, "I cannot believe I'm having to write this, but my father has lost his long, arduous battle with cancer this morning. He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off the stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from his loss. I love you so much, Pop." And that basically informed the world now that Eddie has passed a long battle with cancer.
He had a great life.
He had a fantastic life.
And you know what was important to Eddie Van Halen through it all? Obviously, he and Alex were as tight as brothers could be.
Mm-hmm.
And what a dream come true that he was able to share that with his son.
Yep.
I mean, that's awesome, but I don't know how many people know this, but on the Diver Down record, there's this outlying track called Big Bad Bill is Sweet William Now. Playing on that track is Eddie and Alex's father, who tried very hard to make it as a professional musician, and at times supported the family by playing music. So he got to play with his father before he passed, and Wolfgang got to play with Eddie and Alex before Eddie passed.
Sad news, but that's a great story. And
Eddie talking about his own father when that album came out, this is a quote from Eddie. "The beauty of it is that we were all just equals in the studio playing." And Eddie's father, who passed away in 1986, Eddie says, would get tears in his eyes every time he saw us play. He loved it. He lived through us because he never really made it.
Mm-hmm. Got to see him twice, 1980 in Connecticut, and then in 1981, I was at the Tangerine Bowl in Orlando when they opened for the Rolling Stones. That was unbelievable, so I got a chance to see him
but
twice.
But you never forget the first time.
You never forget the first time.
Especially. Did you actually see the band that night?
Well, I saw him.
Did you?
Yes,
do you remember much of that?
Yeah, I remember it pretty well. I mean, I was hurting.
You would be in tremendous pain.
I was in a little bit of pain.
And why was that?
Because when we parked at the Civic Center to go see him, we were on the third floor of the parking garage, and I thought, after two bottles of Rio Nitti on ice.
Ooh, that's nice.
Said I would hang over the edge of the third floor of the parking garage and jump to the ground.
That seemed like a good idea.
Yep. All my friends left me. They thought they left me for dead. I was
well. At the very least, you probably would have been paralyzed with a crushed spine.
When I landed, and this was with two bottles of Rio Nitti Lambrusco, I could feel the electricity go up my back. I got up, brushed myself off.
Because you're not supposed to land on your feet.
Well, you're supposed to land and roll.
Yeah.
I landed and fell.
So you landed straight up.
Yeah.
And went immediately to the ground with electricity.
Yeah. Yes. Came to and
rocked with Van Halen.
Yes.
Well, that's a hell of a night, Stan.
Yep. Let's go to the phones.
That seemed like a good idea, did it?
I was drunk. And then Van Halen did only three quarters of a show because that's when they were throwing pennies at him.
Now, do you recall what made that seem like a good idea? I understand the Rio Nitti, but do you remember the thought process?
Yeah, everybody was standing around in the parking garage. It was bumper-to-bumper traffic. We had found a place to park. It was just mayhem. I remember the exhaust fumes in the place were driving me nuts. And I said, I got to get out of here. And somebody, I don't know who it was, said, well, then why don't you jump over the edge? Oh, you don't think I will?
Great idea.
Yeah, great idea.
All worked out fine.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rich from Cape Coral.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
I'm sorry, you got cut off. But first, I want to thank you for playing Eruption, and it really got me. That brought tears to my eyes. I grew up with Van Halen. They were my favorite band in high school and throughout most of my life, really.
We're going to be, we're going to be playing some more Van Halen awesome. Throughout the afternoon.
But that seemed to be the
appropriate one.
Mm-hmm.
That was perfect. That was perfect. That was excellent. And I hope you also play the intro to Little Guitars. That was one of the best guitar works I've ever seen him at a concert with binoculars play both those different sounds with each one of his hands.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thank you.
And I also want to tell you also, though, real quick, that in Big Bad Bill, his father only was missing a finger.
There's another little added thing I didn't know.
What a happy accident to be in the studio as an older man and still be able to lose a finger.
Yep. What a rascal. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jack.
Yeah, Jack, what's up?
So I got to tell you, when I met Eddie Van Halen, how this went. When I was a kid growing up outside Detroit, my best buddy, his mother, was a caterer for Bamboo Productions. And if there was a concert in town on a Friday or Saturday, we used to the green rooms help set up the catering. And then that was it. We would get to see the show, and we were backstage for all kinds of shows. Well, Van Halen was a warm-up band for Black Sabbath. And green room, and I'm meeting these guys and talking to them. I'm a kid. I'm only 14 years old. And so I end up, as I'm talking to Eddie Van Halen, he's asking me questions like, hey, kid, you know, where do you go to school? Tell me about yourself. And he's being really nice to me. David Lee Roth comes over and says, hey, what's this kid doing over here? And Eddie goes, hey, I'm talking to the kid, man. Leave him alone.
Yeah, already so that time, was, the two of them fighting.
yeah, but that's just who Eddie was.
Yep. I appreciate the call. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, it's Keith Naples.
Hey, Keith.
Just wanted to comment. Thanks, Henny, for playing that song, one of my favorites growing up. Seen Van Halen three times, Lakeland, Bayfront. And I believe I was there staying with you at the Rolling Stones concert in Tangerine Bowl, Orlando.
Oh, remember that day. I was there for the second show. That was the second day.
Yeah, it was great. All right, guys.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.
I was too busy working then.
Oh, I got time off. I was busy working, and how times were different.
Well, you got to remember, it doesn't make so much difference now, but you got 4 years on me, and the difference between 78 for you and 78 for me.
Different.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I had to get those Rolling Stones tickets, and there were so many people that wanted them because, well, there's Van Halen on the bill, you had to get a form I think they had them at the record stores around town. You filled out the form and mailed it in. And then they had a lottery, supposedly. And then they would mail you back notification that you've been selected. Here's the price of the tickets. And then you had to send your money into them, and they mailed you your tickets back. It was all done by phone and snail mail. And that's how you got your tickets back then. One more. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Alex Jones, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, that news just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was actually going to call earlier in the day and do a bit with you guys, but here we are. I mean, Eddie Van Halen is up there with Les Paul, Randy Rhoads, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, the guy took guitar to places that no one ever even thought of or could even imagine. And my brother was one of the guys who taught me how to play, and he was heavily influenced. In fact, he was the first person I called when I found out. Heavily influenced by Eddie Van Halen, and I've always been envious as hell as to anybody who could play like that, because I'm more of a riff guy. I always have been, but, you know, just crazy. I mean...
Well, to have the physical wherewithal to do what he did, and right. Also, he didn't read music.
No.
But he had that inherent understanding of how to make great physical skill make sense musically.
And I mean, I know this is a very unpopular opinion, especially with Van Halen purists. You know what I mean? It's almost as divisive as politics go, as far as like the Roth years, the Hagar years. I have to say, listening back to like 5150 and even Balance, remember that record, the mm-hmm. one, the mid-90s one they did? Man, there was some incredible musicianship in that that just, you know, it's unparalleled. And the world lost a true giant today, so...
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Good talking to you. Love you, too.
Let's see. I mean, he lived a very influential life
mm-hmm.
and a very good one.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic.
He got Valerie Bertinelli pregnant. That alone.
That just destroyed me. That destroyed me.
I mean, if you can't respect him for his guitar work.
He got Valerie Bertinelli, and I didn't.
He got her pregnant.
Yes, he did. North Naples got a crash. 2300 block of Orange Blossom Drive. East Naples, crash Industrial Boulevard and Enterprise Avenue. Also in East Naples, Tamiami Trail East and Airport Road South. And in the Estates, crash 12,000 block of Immokalee Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. Here's what he's got for you. Here's today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. Okay. Well, it's 2020, so anything sane is out the window. Will you be taking people's temperature before they come to your home for the holidays?
That might be a good option than what we were talking about.
Hmm. I don't believe
any
of it.
You naturally run hot.
That's true. I am hot, and when I'm not, I'm cold as ice.
Yep. And not willing to sacrifice.
Well, now it's become a medley. You spoiled it. A man who put up a billboard looking for a girlfriend actually found one. Good luck with that. A man filming a UFO sighting crashed into a pole. And finally, boy, it's been a long time since Ma Barker.
What?
A mother and son who shot at a guy in a road rage incident will both be going to prison. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We'll try to get you a little bit of laughter here today. That's not laughter. That's a cackle. Unacceptable. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
According to a new survey, senior citizens are having more sex than you are.
Look at him. He's turned on by this.
Look at him. Well, you know, that guy you were talking about yesterday took off with the wife's mom.
Yeah, and then left that and found a 60-year-old.
Mm-hmm. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs your grandparents are still getting it on.
Top signs your grandparents are still getting it on.
You can't help but notice the windows on their Buick are always steamed.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
Whenever Grandma bakes one of her famous pies, she always sends you down to the sex dungeon for canned fruit.
I can't get it up. Viagra my ass.
You silly old woman.
Now you're getting off fighting with a woman?
You old crone.
You little pecker.
You stupid broad.
Go on, man, because I'll take you down, you son of a bitch, anytime.
God, I don't know why she won't leave me alone.
You're crazy.
No, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
Oh, bitch.
All right, take her out. I'm going to use the Trump line. Get her out of here.
Get her out of here. There she goes. There she goes.
Go home to mommy.
What a beauty.
The balloons at Grandma's birthday party look suspiciously like condoms.
Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio.
Late at night, one or the other of them randomly screams bingo.
Oh my God! Oh!
Grandma? Are those icing stains on your apron?
Hi, I'm Carol. I died in the beginning of Up.
The Craftmatic hasn't been adjusted from a full recline in years.
Yeah, I know.
You go to use the bathroom and notice there's a pair of handcuffs attached to the safety bar in the shower.
Right on. Oh, I'm wet.
And finally, the top sign your grandparents are still getting on.
Yes.
Oh, Sonny, that's not Polident. That's Astroglide.
Bunch of bitches.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert! I've left the building.
That's it, baby.
No time for emails today because we're running a little short on time. You know, a junior was playing those. Hi, I'm Carol's. Mm-hmm. You know what we haven't heard since he's come back? His versions that he did. Remember when he did his
versions? Was very proud of
he
them.
He was very proud of them. You don't have those anymore, do you? Huh?
I do. I have to sanitize them, though.
Ah, sanitize them. Why?
There's some things I can't mention anymore.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I agree.
It's for the best.
It is for the best. When we come back.
Nothing important, but it is for the best.
Stan's Name That Movie today. Movie Teachers. Up for grabs. Pewter Mug. Bush Gardens Hollow Scream. And Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Junior, you want to find some traffic for me? You'll be up to bat doing that.
We'll play Stan's Name That Movie in just a second. Also, we'll have more Van Halen coming up for you, and also into the evening. If you did not hear the news, it came out just a little while ago, not long ago, that Eddie Van Halen has passed away at the age of 65 after his long, long battle with cancer. And we lost one of the greats. And you know, I got to hand it to our program director, John. He's on top of it. We have tributes coming and some Van Halen music for you going into the evening. So that you can remember, we're getting a lot of texts, a lot of phone calls about
people.
That's
a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's as I
and we kind of gotten used to the idea of having him around.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, especially with you and I. Whenever we have a person from our generation pass away, it's another piece of our childhood that has left us, and this is a big one. So more Van Halen on the way as we remember Eddie Van Halen passing away today at the age of 65. Let's get you updated on traffic, then we'll play the game and give you a chance to win.
All right, so we have two on the board. Both of them crashes in Fort Myers. One in Colonial Boulevard in I-75 northbound. Then the next one at North Airport Road and Fowler Street. Another update in 30 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Junior. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. Teachers. Teachers in film. Your job is to name the movie. If you are the first person to answer correctly at 277-9600, you will have your choice of the following great prizes. $50 to the pewter mug. We have a pair of tickets and parking pass to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. And, of course, our K-Rock Happy Hour coming back this Friday at Shuckers on Estero Boulevard. The lovely Carly will be hosting. We've got a gift certificate to Shuckers. And just remember, if you want to use it this Friday or whenever, you can pick up your K-Rock prizes now. We're finally able to hand them out Thursdays and Fridays from 8:30 in the morning until 5 at night. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Movie teachers. Name this movie.
Excellent. That's what I think of Mr. J. Evans Pritchard. We're not laying pipe. We're talking about poetry. How can you describe poetry like American Bandstand? Well, I like Byron. I give him a 42, but I can't dance to it. Now, I want you to rip out that page. Go on. Rip out the entire page. You heard me. Rip it out. Rip it out! Thank you, Mr. Dalton. Gentlemen, tell you what, not just tear out that page. Tear out the entire introduction. I want it gone. History. Leave nothing of it. Rip it out! Rip! Be gone, J. Evans Pritchard, Ph.D. Rip, spread, tear, rip it out. I want to hear nothing but ripping of Mr. Pritchard. We'll perforate it. Put it on a roll. Not the Bible. You're not going to go to hell for this. Go on. Make a clean tear. I want nothing left of it. Rip it out. Rip. What the hell is going on here? I don't hear enough rip.
Mr. Keating.
Mr. McAllister.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here.
I am.
Ah, so you are. Excuse me.
Keep ripping, gentlemen. This is a battle. A war.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Teachers in film. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Randy.
Randy, can you name the movie?
It's Dead Poets Society.
It is Dead Poets Society. Robin Williams, you are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Could I have the Busch
ticket? Oh, the Busch Gardens Hollow Scream?
Yeah, the Hollow Scream.
You sure can. You get a couple of you get a parking pass with that too. Couple of tickets and a parking pass.
That is great.
All right, buddy, hold on. There you go. 277-9600. Teachers in movies. Name it.
Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Let's go. We have a lot to go over. Everybody sit down. Come on.
Where's the TV?
Now, everybody, open your To Kill a Mockingbird to page one. Good. Now, who can tell me why Jem cries when the hole in the tree is filled with cement?
Because she's a crybaby?
Get out. We're here to learn. Anybody else have a problem with that? Good. Now, who has the answer to my question? Nobody's read this book? It's on the syllabus.
Well, you never assigned it to us.
Well, now I am. And we have a quiz tomorrow.
What?
On the first 100 pages.
You can't do that. I have band and jazz band tonight.
We haven't had homework all year.
Yeah. Stop doing it.
Things are about to change around here. Recess is over.
That's what I said when I walked into the building today.
Mm-hmm.
name that movie. Do you know what that one is, Junior? I know you didn't get the first one. Do you know what that one is?
No.
Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Jim. How's it going, guys?
Good, Jim. Can you name the movie?
It's Bad Teacher.
It is Bad Teacher. Cameron Diaz in that movie.
I know, it's pretty funny.
What would you like?
I would love some more Busch Garden tickets.
You know what? I didn't give one away the other day. Yes, you got it.
Awesome, all right, man. All right. Thank you so much.
Hold on. You're welcome.
You're a big winner.
Yep, you're a big winner. All right. Busch Gardens Hollow Scream is out. We still have Pewter Mug. We have Shuckers. If you can name this movie.
On the board. You will see a cost analysis for construction of a 30,000 square foot facility, which will encompass both factory and office space, and is fully serviced by all utilities, a railroad spur line, and a four-bay shipping dock.
Hold it. Why build? Hey, you're better off leasing at a buck and a quarter, a buck and a half a square foot. Take your down payment and put it into CDs, or something else you can roll over every couple of months.
Thank you, Mr. Mellon. But we'll be concentrating on finance a little later in the term. For the time being, let's just concentrate on the construction figures, shall we? You will see the final bottom line requires the factoring in of not just the material and construction costs, but also the architect's fees and the costs of land servicing.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Oh, really? Like what, for instance?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to grease the local politicians for the sudden zoning problems that always come up. Then there's the kickbacks to the carpenters. And if you plan on using any cement in this building, I'm sure the team should like to have a little chat with you. And that'll cost you. Oh, and don't forget a little something for the building inspectors. Then there's a long-term cost, such as waste disposal. I don't know if you're familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
That'll be quite enough, Mr. Mellon. Maybe bribes and kickbacks and mafia payoffs are how you do business. But they are not part of the legitimate business world. And they're certainly not part of anything I'm teaching in this class. Do I make myself clear?
Sorry, just trying to help, that's all.
Now, notwithstanding Mr. Mellon's input, the next question for us is where to build our factory.
How about Fantasyland?
Well, you had many to choose from there, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, a lot of them. Name the movie.
Miss Professor Turgeson.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Stan, this is Gene from Naples.
Hey, Gene from Naples, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Name the movie.
Is that Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
It is Back to School. What would you like? I got Pewter Mug or Shuckers?
Stan, I really want the Pewter Mug. My wife's and I's anniversary is Friday.
Well, there you go, buddy.
That's where I'm going to go.
I'm going to give you...
I appreciate it, buddy.
You got it. $50 to the Pewter Mug. Hold on. There he goes. Anniversary, Pewter Mug, couldn't think of a better pairing. We're doing movies that feature teachers. There's a lot of them. I could only select five. We're up to movie clip number four. Name this movie.
The first thing you do when you start a band is talk about your influences. That's how you figure out what kind of band you want to be. So, who do you like? Blondie.
Christina Aguilera.
Who? No. Come on. What? You, shortstop.
Puff Daddy.
Wrong. Billy.
Liza Minnelli?
What are you... You guys! I'm talking about bands that rock! Led Zeppelin! Don't tell me you guys have never gotten the lead out. Jimmy Page, Robert Plant... Ring any bells? What about Sabbath? AC/DC? Motorhead? Oh, what are they teaching this place? Summer, you're the class whatever. Go to the board.
Factotum.
Factotor. New schedule. 8:15 to 10, rock history. 10 to 11, rock appreciation and theory. And then band practice till the end of the day.
What about math?
No, not important.
World cultures?
Not important. You guys, we need to focus here.
Name the movie.
Wish he was my teacher.
Yeah. 2779600. See, Junior's still coming up goose eggs on this. He's not sure of these films.
Well, you know, it's a confusing world to him.
It is. It's a confusing world. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Ed.
Ed, name the movie.
Old School.
No, it is. No, it's not. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down so you can talk to me.
I just turned it off.
All right, sorry. Thank you, buddy. What's your name?
Jason,
name the movie.
School of Rock.
Yes, it's did. Yeah, I was looking at the wrong one. Did that other person say School of Rock?
No. You said Old School.
Oh, that's right. You are right.
I almost said Old School. Too,
yeah, but it's not. It's School of Rock. I was looking at it. I was like, what am I looking at? Yes, you got it. What would you like?
You don't have the template stuff anymore, right?
No, there. You should have been faster on that one.
I
could have cut it. Pewter Mug or Shuckers?
Let's go with Pewter Mug, baby.
All right, hold on. We are now to movie clip number five.
You handled that well.
Thank you. For Haney and I, this is a generational film, but famous nonetheless. Junior would have no clue about this one. Name this movie and get our final prize of the day. Movies about teachers in school. Name it.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone? The Great Depression, passed the... Anyone? A tariff bill, the Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which anyone raised or lowered? Raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression. Today, we have a similar debate over this. Anyone know what this is, class? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone seen this before? The Laffer curve. Anyone know what this says? It says that at this point on the revenue curve, you will get exactly the same amount of revenue as at this point. This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics.
2779600. Last chance to win a prize. Ahoy, who's this? Wow. Wow. You know what? I think our system cut it off. I'm not sure, but that big pop sound that hurts everybody's ears is our phone system breaking down.
And it sounds like a rim shot when it does it?
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
You got Randall in Naples.
Hey, Randall in Naples.
Tell Randall who he's got on this end.
Yeah, you got Rock and Stan on this end. What would...
Yeah, that's Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No, it's not.
Anyone?
Anyone?
Blank?
Anyone? Ahoy, who's this? That's our phones unable to handle the call volume.
Nope. They're not built for that. This is a single family home system we have here.
And it just drops it. Don't know what to do.
As long as there's not too many people calling at once, it does okay. But when you run a radio contest and you got all kinds of people calling at once, it freezes up and panics.
Yep.
Like Junior.
Yeah, like when he was a waiter and he was in the weeds. He shuts down.
That was so great when we had Ben Stein on the show.
Sure was. Ahoy, who's this?
Jamie,
can you name the movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It is Ferris Bueller's Day
Anyone?
Off. Anyone? Anyone else? What would you like?
What's left?
I got Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach, and I got Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach.
All right, I guess I'll take Shuckers.
All right, hold on. Hand me a little outro, please.
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone? A little music here? Anyone? Anyone, anything that, you know, kind of wrap things up here? You got anyone?
Are we, is it September 39th yet?
No, that's 2 weeks away. Anyone? Thank you.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to movie teachers. Tune in next week when Stan will have some other movie thing.
Anyone?
From anyone?
Radio City.
In Estero, this is anyone?
Mark Caney.
Speaking.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news coming up in just a bit. We'll also check some traffic. Of course, we're paying tribute to Eddie Van Halen, who passed away after a long battle with cancer at the age of 65. And Junior has informed me that Joanne would like to call a truce
Joanne?
With us. Joanne?
Joanne is calling us?
Yes. Joanne, the woman who has told us and our superiors outright she hates us, has tried to get us fired on numerous occasions by calling our superiors.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm just surprised that Joanne would be reaching out to us.
I know. And she said she'd like to call a truce today to talk about Eddie. Joanne?
Yes.
You actually would like to talk to Stan and Haney?
Yes, I would.
I mean, we're not opposed to it, Joanne. We just thought you didn't like us.
You hate us. You tried to get us fired. I can count on two hands the amount of times you called our supervisors and stuff to try to get us off the air.
I know.
But you'd like to talk to us today?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, yeah. Joanne.
It's finally nice to hear your voice. I've, only heard about you.
We know you by reputation.
Yeah, only.
Okay. But this is, I am just so heartbroken right now, I can't even tell you.
Will you turn your radio down too, Joanne, because we want to hear every word you say.
Okay. This is just beyond sad.
Well, you know, you got to remember, Joanne, Eddie lived a full life. And
yeah,
sure
did.
And I was talking about it earlier. Family was so important to him.
Yes.
He lived long enough where he could be on stage with his son. And on the album Diver Down, he and Alex actually got to play with their father. So it's almost like things coming full circle in a way.
Yep. And it's a beautiful thing. And we have his music and his talents recorded that we can hear them forever. Haney and I often talk about, what do you think about it with a relative or something passing away and you never hear their voice again, or you never hear...
We all have limited time on Earth, and I think it's safe to say that Eddie made the most of
his. He made the complete most, wouldn't you agree, Joanne?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And I was telling Stan earlier, forget everything that he did as far as revolutionizing the guitar. He got Valerie Bertinelli pregnant.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
Now, and I'm glad we had a chance to talk, Joanne. You see, we're two nice guys. We don't mean any harm.
No, Stan, this is the truth. She still wants us fired. Oh. Don't get confused.
So tomorrow you're still going to try to get us fired?
Maybe not.
That would be nice.
No, I wouldn't go misinterpreting it.
There's so much negativity about this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to just get and be at peace with one another.
We're at very
well,
much at
I think,
peace.
I think there's a good reason to be angry at this year.
But don't you think 2020 is the worst year ever to go down in history?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It started with Neil Peart and has gotten worse since then.
No, I'm talking about COVID.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that.
Well, yeah. Helen Reddy, Mac Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you try to get us fired for?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Well, I was angry that of all your pro-Trump rhetoric, okay?
I can understand that.
It just seems that it came out of nowhere.
What came out of nowhere?
You mean that we wanted him to live?
You know, he has COVID too, and he's fighting.
And I think he's doing a terrible job.
Okay.
I have never, ever in my entire life been embarrassed to be an American.
Where are you going to move to?
Hey.
Especially if he gets reelected. Four more years of this guy?
Don't be rude to Joanne.
Four more years. Boy, I couldn't handle it.
Wait, what upsets you about him? What makes you embarrassed?
He's not Obama.
He's not, because Obama had class and dignity and was a great human being inside and out.
And this is why you wanted to get us fired?
Well, it wasn't so much fired.
You wanted us on the unemployment line, Joanne? This is our lives. We have families to support, and you would want us to be fired.
Listen, Give me a chance to explain.
Yes, Stan, come on.
Go ahead.
Okay. The thing that had me the most upset was sitting here every day and listening to you guys talk about this idiot like he was some demigod. And I think it's irresponsible.
I've told you, Haney. I've told you.
To be pro anything when it comes to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay? Here's where we disagree, Joanne, and we don't disagree as much as you might think.
Okay.
My impression of Obama, and I voted for him.
I did, too. I did, too.
Okay.
Is that Obama is a man who, as far as impressions go, you can't beat him. He tells you what you want to hear, but he never follows through on it. Trump is very rough and sometimes crude. But if you look at what he actually does, he keeps his promises and then some.
Yep, you have to agree with us, Joanne.
No.
Are you a stay-at-home woman or do you work?
Well, I have my own business.
You have your own business. So you don't have an employer, you're the employer.
Yes.
Okay. And are you the only employee?
Yes.
You are. Joanne, since you're an employee, can I speak to your employer, Joanne? Because I'd like to get Joanne, the employee, fired. I'd like to get her fired.
Hey!
Okay.
All right. So you're not going to try to get us fired anymore?
She didn't say that.
I want to hear her say that. You're not going to get.
I don't want her saying anything she doesn't mean.
Well,
Stan.
If she says something to me, if we're having a truce right now, I'd like to have a little detente. You leave us alone, and we'll leave you alone.
You're in no position to make demands, Stan. That's up to Joanne.
Well, I asked her.
What? No, this is truce time.
Oh, and then so tomorrow you get back to hating us.
No. I don't go back to hating anybody, okay?
You hate Trump.
This year has been bad enough.
With COVID.
We don't need to go there anymore.
What?
I think we're getting an ultimatum.
Go where anymore?
On the Trump train.
On the Trump train?
Yeah.
He's our president of the United States. Whether you like him or not, trust me, 8 years of Obama, I was kind of frustrated. But you know what? I respected the office. He's my president. Trump's my president now. He's gruff. Some things I don't agree with, but he's
Stan,
my president.
Please. I can understand, Joanne. You wouldn't want to believe that Obama ran guns to Mexico then ended up killing a Border Patrol agent. You wouldn't want to believe that.
No, you wouldn't.
You know what? I don't believe that.
You don't?
No.
His name was Brian Terry. Look it up.
Okay.
And then we'll talk.
All right. I'd like to have a conversation with you again, Joanne. You sound like a pretty smart lady.
I am.
I can tell.
I'm serious, Joanne. Look up Brian Terry, and then we'll talk again some other time.
And when you heard the news today, Joanne, did you have to, just to settle the nerves, get a stiff drink?
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
You can tell. Uh-huh. Come on.
You can tell. She went through the program.
And you wouldn't believe a nice man like Obama and his nice Attorney General, Eric Holder, would ever do such a thing. I understand that. You wouldn't want to believe that.
No, I don't believe it, and... Uh-huh. You know,
just remember Brian Terry.
All they want on this, and I would never believe it unless somebody actually walked up to me and handed me paperwork that I could actually see. Mm.
Mm. Well, you can look up Brian Terry's death certificate.
It'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll talk again, okay?
All right.
All right. Love you, Joanne.
All right. Listen.
Love you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you, sweetheart. You can win him over every time.
I understand that. You wouldn't want to believe he'd be capable of
you
that.
You wouldn't want to believe it.
Seems like such a nice man.
Yep. Well, let's do traffic, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll do some we'll do some news. Let's take a look at some. I'll do traffic. We'll do the intro, and then just say we'll have more news in a moment.
Okay, you just cue me.
Okay, all right. All right, couple of that woman tried to get us fired at least 15 times. Fort Myers got a crash, Winkler Avenue and Veronica Shoemaker Boulevard, and we have a hit and run in the park, 17,000 block of Oriole Road in San Carlos Park, and you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
And now I say in...
No, after all this...
Okay.
A time
after the intro.
Cable.
Yes.
When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more
I just
man
cued
than
him.
The rest.
He realized he didn't
that
have
was
it.
Florida's yeah. most respected
so
anchorman.
So you want me to do the intro and
yeah.
immediately go to break?
He was
yes.
like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday,
October.
Sick in a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, time now for things you didn't know. As I was trying to tell our good friend Joanne.
Yeah, our dear friend who said she
who
loves
us. Who, for some reason, I really want to call Helen.
Yep.
But I was telling our good friend Joanne, appearances can be deceiving. What do you think about, Stan, when I tell you, how about a nice red delicious apple?
Yeah, I've had a red delicious apple.
Red delicious apples are the most common crop of apples in the United States. However, they've become extremely unpopular. Why?
Why?
Because they're bred to look good instead of tasting good.
Mm-hmm.
We caught on to that even though they're called red delicious, they're not delicious. They look like they should be. So now we send 2/3 of them overseas.
Right. And you know which one you should have instead of a red? Fuji. A Fuji apple. Best what, apple you're ever going to have.
What about a Granny Smith?
A little tart.
What about a crab apple?
Okay. Really tart. Oh, somebody said, that, Junior, that you should name today's podcast Joanne Ruins Haney's News.
And I don't know why. I have to keep telling myself her name is Joanne. I want to call her Helen.
I want to call her Midge.
Stan... You know hockey as well as anybody
sure,
I know.
Sure.
You certainly know the Sutter boys.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
The Sutter family from Viking, Alberta, Canada had 7 boys.
And I think all of them played professional hockey and were very good and then went on to coaching.
6 of the Sutter brothers went on to be NHL players in the 70s and 80s.
They were good, too.
But what about that 7th boy?
I don't know.
Must feel left out.
Minor league?
Well, don't worry about him. He won $10 million in the lottery.
Oh, so they're all millionaires.
Yeah. You remember Shakey's Pizza?
I do.
Shakey's Pizza was founded by a gent named Sherwood Johnson. And Shakey was his nickname, Shakey's Pizza.
Uh-huh.
How'd he get that nickname?
I don't know. How'd he get the nickname Shakey? Did he shake a lot?
He did, because of malaria contracted during World War II, which yep. left him with severe nerve damage that caused him to shake.
Oh, in today's society, how dare you call him Shakey? That he made millions. He made millions. Old Shakey.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we always like to update you on stories we brought you in the past.
Sure.
You may recall a few years back, a 69-year-old woman named Donna Sherbin from Hanover Township, Pennsylvania, and her 30-year-old son, Charles, shot at a man during a road rage incident. We don't know what the man did that made them so angry, but they wound up tailing him back to his business and fired several shots at him and the building. They were both arrested, and on Friday, they were both finally sentenced to serve somewhere between 18 months and 12 years in prison for aggravated assault.
That 18 months to 12 years.
A lot of latitude
there. There's a lot of, what, look at her. There she is.
You know, is that Nora Desmond?
Yeah. You know what, though? I bet in her day she was a looker.
She was. You can tell.
Yeah. In her day, she was probably very attractive.
Yep. And then later in life became a modern-day Ma yes. Barker.
Yep. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
I handle orange very well. It's my color.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, Rocktober.
Sick. You were right on that, Junior.
Yeah.
Double M. Double X. Double X. Double M.
Blah, 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 blah.
There he is. Little Marky Haney. Telling it like
look,
it is.
I'm telling you right now, we're only at Rocktober 6th.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
And the way that we're handling this here, Haney forgetting, Junior forgetting, sometimes I've already forgotten once. I didn't have you set ready to roll on it one day. We're only at the 6th. This is the end of the month stuff. If we're like this now, what's the end of the month going to be like?
Well, I'll tell you. By the time we get to AC December.
If we make it.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, and I don't know if you have it readily available, or I'll do it tomorrow, give it to you tomorrow. They said, we keep hearing you play that whole thing. Do you have
somewhere
piece? Well, I gave him the whole piece of it.
And he cut it to ribbons.
And I told him to cut it because he obviously didn't have any of this stuff. What?
It's in my email. I have to find it.
Never mind. I ain't got time.
So are we still getting fired?
That's up to Midge or Joanne. She Haney. We can go back to the Zito days when he was program director.
Mm-hmm.
She hates us. Well, mainly you because you love Trump.
Yeah? Do you think I want her over?
No.
Will she even look it up?
No. She might look it up but not believe it. The thing with her...
I thought everybody knew that.
The thing with her, it doesn't matter.
The Fast and Furious gun running deal?
Doesn't matter to her. She doesn't care who is running. You could have Sleepy Joe, or you can have the Scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz.
Well, they did that in 2016.
Yes, I know they did. She is just a never Trumper. And when we talk about it, and when she's faced
but
with
we
facts,
weren't talking about it.
Not at that time. But she brought it up. That's why she hates us and wants to see us fired. Wants to see Haney and I collect unemployment.
Well, you know, I treated her like a human
treated
being.
Treated her like a lady.
Yeah. And I think if more people would open their eyes and look at things without being so biased.
Yeah, well, that Neil Peart died. I mean, COVID, nothing to do about it, but the rock stars that we've lost.
Yeah.
She starts going down a list of musicians that we've lost. There's COVID out there. There's COVID.
Don't let it rule your life.
Jason and Todd from the Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. You're right again, Haney. We'll be back.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. I wish I had the time to read all the texts we got with Joanne coming on with us. I wish we had had the time.
Hopefully we'll be talking to Joanne soon if she's done her homework.
The audience has definitely had a reaction to that lovely woman. Let's get one more.
Hey, it's her prerogative to try and get us fired.
Yep,
it's not,
sure.
Not the first.
Yep, won't be the last. John's already bracing. Let's get a
final, he hasn't met her yet.
Yeah, let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, one thing on the board. It's Fort Myers Beach. It is a crash. Chapel Street and Estero Boulevard. And you are up to date.
Shut his stuff. Had the whole town scared to death. When he walked by, they all held their breath. He's a fighting man, sure enough. And then Bill got himself a wife. Now he leads a different life. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life done changed him somehow. Now they all call him Sweet Papa Willie dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare. Till the brown-skinned woman's bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. No, no, no. He's doing the dishes, mopping up that floor. Yes, he is. Barely used to go out drinking, looking for a fight. Now I gotta see that sweet woman every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
That's Papa Van Halen.
Yeah.
Big Bad Bill don't fight
anymore. Licorice stick.
No, he don't. He's doing the dishes, mopping up that floor. Yes, he is. Well, he used to go out drinking, looking for a fight. Now I gotta see that sweet woman every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Doing the dishes. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
Mopping up that floor.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Before this, I was a teacher. I got I taught high school English in the state of Missouri for a couple of years. Any teachers in here tonight by chance? Are you really? I really can't see you. Just yell it out. What do you teach?
Art.
Art. Okay, that's kind of different. Do you tell your students in art there's no such thing as a stupid question? That's such a lie, isn't it? Because let me tell you something, when you teach, not only are there stupid questions, those are generally the only kind you get. the middle of October. My kids were studying Legend, Sleepy Hollow, Headless Horseman, that whole thing. I've got a kid in the back of the room raising his hand and said, Mr. Thornsberry, wouldn't that be really weird if Halloween and Friday the 13th happened on the same day? That'd be spooky. I had a kid tell me he was going to drop out of school. I said, what are you planning to do without a high school education? He said, don't worry about it. I'm going to get my EGD. Maybe.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
We informed you last break the passing of Eddie Van Halen, age 65, cancer. His son, Wolfgang, released a comment on social media writing, I cannot believe I'm having to write this, but my father has lost his long, arduous battle with cancer this morning. He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off the stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from his loss. I love you so much, Pop. And that basically informed the world now that Eddie has passed. A long battle with cancer.
Oh, he had a great life.
He had a fantastic life.
And you know what was important to Eddie Van Halen through it all? Obviously, he and Alex were as tight as brothers could be.
Mm-hmm.
And what a dream come true that he was able to share that with his son.
Yep.
I mean, that's awesome, but I don't know how many people know this, but on the Diver Down record, there's this outlying track called Big Bad Bill is Sweet William Now. Playing on that track is Eddie and Alex's father, who tried very hard to make it as a professional musician and at times supported the family by playing music. So he got to play with his father before he passed, and Wolfgang got to play with Eddie and Alex before Eddie passed.
Sad news, but that's a great story. And
Eddie talking about his own father when that album came out. This is a quote from Eddie. The beauty of it is that we were all just equals in the studio playing. And Eddie's father, who passed away in 1986, Eddie says, would get tears in his eyes every time he saw us play. He loved it. He lived through us because he never really made it.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jack.
Yeah, Jack, what's up?
So I got to tell you, when I met Eddie Van Halen, how this went. When I was a kid growing up outside Detroit, my best buddy, his mother, was a caterer from Bamboo Productions. And if there was a concert in town on a Friday or a Saturday, we used to go to the green rooms, help set up the catering. And then that was it. We would get to see the show, and we were backstage for all kinds of shows. Well, Van Halen was a warm-up band for Black Sabbath, and we're in the green room, and I'm meeting these guys and talking to them. I'm a kid. I'm only 14 years old. And so I end up, as I'm talking to Eddie Van Halen, he's asking me questions like, hey, kid, you know, where do you go to school? Tell me about yourself. And he's being really nice to me. David Lee Roth comes over and says, hey, what's this kid doing over here? And Eddie goes, hey, I'm talking to the kid, man. Leave him alone.
Yeah, already at that time, the two of them fighting.
yeah, but that's just who Eddie was.
Yep, appreciate the call. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Alex Jones, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, that news just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was actually going to call later,
earlier in the day and do a bit with you guys, but here we are. I mean, Eddie Van Halen is up there with Les Paul, Randy Rhoads, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, the guy took guitar to places that no one ever even thought of or could even imagine. And my brother was one of the guys who taught me how to play, and he was heavily influenced. In fact, he was the first person I called when I found out. Heavily influenced by Eddie Van Halen, and I've always been envious as hell as to anybody who could play like that, because I'm more of a riff guy, always have been. But, you know, just crazy. I mean,
well, you know, to have the physical wherewithal to do what he did, and right. also, it's he didn't read music.
No.
But he had that inherent understanding of how to make great physical skill make sense musically.
And I mean, I know this is a very unpopular opinion, especially with Van Halen purists. You know what I mean? It's almost as divisive as politics go as far as like the Roth years, the Hagar years. I have to say, listening back to like 5150 and even Balance, remember that record, the mm-hmm. one, the mid-90s one they did? Man, there was some incredible musicianship in that that just, you know, it's unparalleled. And the world lost a true giant today. So
thank you, buddy. Thank you. Good talking to you. Love you, too.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.